The report included details on what the Northeast region, and the first state in particular, may experience. It predicts rising temperatures and sea level rise will impact coastal areas, agriculture, and infrastructure. Jeremy Firestone with the University of Delaware's College of Earth, Ocean, and Environment says this would be bad news for Delaware's coastal tourism economy and its agriculture sector. He also sees infrastructure vulnerabilities.
So we're obviously dependent on our road systems. You know, just this storm over the weekend, we had flooding in four different series of roads up here. You can have washed out infrastructure issues as well.
The National Climate Assessment also predicts by mid-century, Delaware will experience many more days per year above 90 degrees. Firestone says this will mostly impact economically and socially vulnerable populations. He also notes most of the report is not new information, but a synthesis of existing research. Senator Tom Carper is the top Democrat on the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works.
I think the thing that's especially interesting is who created the report. Who is making these recommendations? This is not some wild-eyed, leftist-leaning, tree-hugging group of Democrats. This is the folks who work in the executive branch of our federal government.
Carper says he thinks solutions for the U.S. lie mostly in reducing transportation emissions. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.